You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 546. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
West High School now has a clinic on campus with physicians and mental health professionals to make it easier for students to have access to health care. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, a third teenager has been arrested in the murder of Alex Franco from Taylorsville. Third, it's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Three live games, including in Charlotte, where Texas has taken a commanding lead over Colorado State. In Pittsburgh, Kentucky trails Oakland 19-14, and South Dakota State trails Iowa State right now from Omaha. Tonight's next game over across the street at Delta Center is Kansas taking on Samford. Tip-off at 7:55. Utah State takes on TCU. First round, 7:55 tomorrow night on TBS. With the KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And now the in-depth Governor Cox has been reviewing hundreds of bills passed by the legislature. They have to be signed or vetoed by midnight, and he talked about it at his monthly PBS news conference.
In general, I just want to say that I am very pleased with the outcomes of this session, especially around my top priorities. And I want to thank the legislature and their families for their sacrifice, their diligence, hard work, and the spirit of collaboration, which we've worked so hard on over the past 3.5 years. While we didn't agree on everything, we appreciate how most legislators respected the process and worked with us to find solutions to some of the most pressing challenges that are facing our state today.
As he grinds his way through hundreds of bills, the governor believes state lawmakers passed too many.
What I'm hoping is that we can together work on just being more thoughtful, giving more time to some of these bills that are the most important. And I think there's better ways to do that than just the veto pen. You know, this is the other thing I like to tell people. Like, this really is part of the system. I get to veto and they get to override. And I don't have my feelings hurt when they override. They shouldn't have their feelings hurt when I veto, although they do often, which I understand, because it's a lot of work. It's not easy to get a bill passed.
So far, the governor has vetoed 7 bills.
2 young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.